It appears the MBTA is still weighing its options as it tries to figure out how to save money and close its $161 million budget gap. But there are hints of what might be coming. State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey says the T could draw on one-time revenues to minimize cutbacks, and he acknowledges that any savings would go toward avoiding service reductions rather than preventing fare increases. WBUR's Fred Tice tells us more.
The T has held 31 hearings and meetings over the past 2 months to get public comment on its proposals to fill its budget gap. Richard Davey says customers have made one thing clear.
What we've heard from customers, some customers, not all, that they'd rather pay a little more than see their service cut.
So the T has put on the table two proposals to close its $161 million deficit. One would raise equal amounts of money from fare increases and drastic service cuts. The other proposal would reduce fewer services but raise fares more. At least one of the T board members, Hotel and Food Service Union President Janice Lux, said at yesterday's board meeting that she would vote against some cuts in bus service.
I cannot, in good conscience, support inner city bus route cuts that will cut the legs out from under the workers who make this city run.
The T has to present its proposed service cuts and fare increases to the board in 2 weeks, but now it looks like the T will be able to count on two new sources of revenue. Davey expects an additional $5 million from the lease of the North Station garage and another $7 million from the snow and ice removal budget.
You know, that's $12 million, which we hope to use to close the gap. It's not a lot, but at least it's some.
Davey says those $12 million would go to preventing service cuts. Massport may come to the rescue as well. Davey believes it could subsidize the Silver Line and maybe the ferries. The ferries are supposed to be eliminated under both T proposals, but if they can serve the airport or the port, Massport might be able to pay for them. Yesterday's board meeting was a colorful one and included a mic check from Occupy the MBTA. Davey and the board seemed bemused by the disruption, but many people brought a more somber note. Disabled people spoke out against a proposal to increase fares for The Ride, the taxi and van service for the handicapped. Somerville Disability Commissioner Ellen Frith predicted that the fare increases would have a devastating impact on people with disabilities.
They will be shut into their homes, and they are very discouraged right now.
The T is the only major public transportation system in the country that provides rides for disabled people beyond what the Americans with Disabilities Act requires. It mandates that people within 3/4 of a mile of public transit routes must be offered taxi or van service. The T offers rides to people beyond that range. It's proposing to keep providing that service, but to raise fares from $2 to as much as $12. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.